Monday morning, cycling up to the Tooting Beck, had the day off yesterday. Usually take Sunday off, just want to have one day off so that I kind of can look forward to the next day. And it was quite frosty again yesterday, but I think this night, from Sunday to Monday, was not quite as frosty. And I was cycling up towards the Lido, and it was this amazing sunrise, kind of orange-red sky with these fine clouds just catching the light and making a wonderful pattern on the sky with all these colors. And as I reached the car park, I was amazed because there was not one single car in the car park. Now, what does that actually mean for the Lido? Are the gates going to be closed? No, the gates are open. Great. The gates are open, so it just means maybe not many people have been yet, or they've come by bicycle. Oh, I think it's going to be another gorgeous day, because the sky, other than on that one side, on the east where the sun rises, you have these clouds and the beautiful colors, but you also have some blue skies, and again some aeroplane trails that dispersed over the blue sky, and the moon is still out. Half of the moon is still here to be seen. Just gorgeous. It is still fresh, but I don't think it's been as cold. It's windy. That means coming out of the pool has got to be quite a thing. And I've just come in and, well, yes, the wind is blowing over the surface of the water and you've got this kind of ripple effect on the water. Quite a few leaves in, but no thermometer. Normally the lifeguards put the thermometer down the deep end. It's usually on a piece of string attached to a piece of wood that just rests on the edge of the pool, but it's not there this morning, so I wonder what that means. But I think it's just gonna be as cold as the other days, if not colder, and that wind just adds a bit of chill factor. But hey, it's gonna be great, as per usual. Signing in. Yes, few people have been. And Vince's bicycle is here, so Vince has just been just before me. Stephen has just already been. Gus, oh, Veronique, Gisela, Albert, all the 7 o'clock brigade have been and gone, probably. That's why there was no car in the car park and only Vince's bicycle. And I've parked mine next to his. Okay, walking down to the cubicles and just see what the water has in store for us today.